You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
혹시 그 4B movement 혹시 알고 계신가요? 비혼, 비출산, 비연애, 비섹스 혹시 그것들
절대 말이 안 되고
그거에 대해서 어떤 생각을 가지고 있나요?
자연스럽게 많은 사람들을 만나다 보면 사랑에 빠지는 거 당연할 거고 사랑에 빠지면은 당연히 섹스도 할 거고 그리고 결혼도 하게 될 거고 그냥 솔직하게 자연의 순리라고 생각해요. 근데 그거를 자기한테 불이익이 온다고 약간 피해자처럼 말을 하니까 그건 솔직히 안 좋게 볼 수밖에 없죠.
그것 때문에 한국의 출산율이 낮다고 생각하시나요?
없지 않아 조금의 영향이 있다고 보긴 해요.
한국 여자로서 한국 여자들은 이그 비출산 비연애 뭐 등등 그런 것들을 혹시 적극적으로 하나요? 요즘에?
요즘 친구들 의견을 잘 모르겠지만 제 주변에 어느 정도 나이가 있고 그리고 사회에서 자리를 잡고 계신 여성분들은 연애도 하고 섹스도 하고 결혼도 하고 싶고 아이도 낳고 싶으신 분들이 아직까지는 대부분이에요. 저한테는 아직까지 그렇게 큰 영향을 자리 잡고 있지는 않습니다.
Korean women have no idea what the 4B movement is and we need to stop this misinformation.
Okay, so thank you to my friend Annie for making that video because I am a Korean woman currently living in Korea and I have so much to say about this topic. So most of the 4B movement videos that I've seen on TikTok are made from foreigners and I think Korean Americans or just Asian people living in the West but not actually people living in Korea. So like I said, I live in Seoul. What I think is happening is the Western media likes to really pick up on these sensationalist provocative topics and then makes it into an article and then everyone on TikTok follows suit and makes videos about it. But let me tell you, I am 29, going to turn 30 this year, and literally all the conversations that I have with my friends around my age is about, oh my god, we're looking to get married, we need to find good partners, and we need to do this before it gets too late or we're just like aged out of the marriage market, you know? And I just made a YouTube video about this, Korea's population crisis, why nobody's getting married or having babies. But I also explained there are services in Korea like marriage matchmaking services where people go and you pay a broker and you submit all this information about yourself, your income, your assets, your family background, if you have any debt, like which university you went to, you submit all that information and then they take that and then they will try to match you up with people who they think that you're on par with. So you know how you see in K-dramas how like the poor girl ends up marrying the richest CEO of Korea? Yeah, in reality that never happens. So people go to these marriage services and they're heavily used. There are literally so many in the country because everyone is using them. And so the 4B movement in Korea is a very, very small fraction of the whole Korean population in general. It's just the Western media likes to highlight that part and make it seem like it's the biggest issue in Korea, which it really, really is not. I can promise you that. Don't believe all those sensational articles written online all the time. Most people in Korea still like the other sex. We want to date, we want to find love, we want to get married. Those are like the big majority. And it's only the small group of extreme radical misandrists and extreme radical misogynists. They just seem like the loudest because the most attention goes to them. But yeah, I literally just dropped a YouTube video explaining about this whole thing. So go watch it, Anna Lee on YouTube.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you see with the first TikToks that precedes my commentary, I'm pretty sure that my position has already been solidified. Now, people are talking about the 4B movement like it's something brand new. However, I went back through my old archives and I found one of the original articles that was written about this quote unquote movement way back when. So let's take a trip back in time, shall we, to show you just how much this movement actually had already failed in South Korea. Now, this article was published December 6th, 2019. Quote unquote, for no's feminist movement. Yeah, all they had to do was a little bit of research. But as you know, these women of today Oh, no, 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 no. Anything that they can attach themselves to that allows them to practice open misandry, they will attach themselves to it, even without knowing the history. But the Four No's feminist movement, where women say no to dating, sex, marriage, and having children, sweeps across South Korea because becoming a wife is increasingly seen as a burden. Yeah, yeah, it quote unquote swept across South Korea. However, it never took root. Quote unquote, I'm a straight woman who is no longer interested in having relationships with men. Bonnie Lee doesn't care about finding a boyfriend or a fairy tale wedding and will decide her own happily ever after. And she is not alone. A growing number of South Korean women are banding together to reject rigid patriarchal norms and vowing to never wed, have children, or even date and have sex. I've always felt that as a woman, that there are more disadvantages than advantages to being married, says Lee, a 40-something professional who lives with her dog near Seoul. First and foremost, feminism is only a young or a rich woman's game. Yeah, yeah. Once you've passed 35, pretty much it's over. Why? Because geriatric pregnancy. Once you've hit that biological and looks wall, you're done to feminists. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's when women become truly bitter, because at that point, they know they have fucked up so royally, but they can't go anywhere else. So their feminism, their activism is all they have left. And guess what, ladies? That is self-inflicted suffering. This woman is already out. Well, correction. She was already out when this article was printed back in 2019. But guess what? Like I said, her activism is all she has left. Quote unquote, she has now gone even further, embracing the nation's radical feminist, quote unquote, 4B movement, or the Four No's. No dating, no sex, no marriage, no child rearing. Yeah, lady, you're 40. You are not on the top of any man's list of choosing. Marriage rates are plummeting in South Korea, where wives are often expected to work, raise children, and care for aging in-laws with little state or community help. A growing number of women are turning their backs on the traditional expectations of South Korea's male-dominated society, where working wives spend four times longer on domestic chores than their husbands. But who keeps that roof over their head? Who keeps food on the table? Yeah, yeah. There is no official data on the size of the 4B movement, but its members say it has at least 4,000 followers. Wow, a whole 4,000 followers back in 2019. Yeah, that movement had already failed back then. Meanwhile, at the time, a separate feminist channel that featured boycotting marriage and child rearing had more than 100,000 subscribers. Lee has also adopted some tenets of the quote unquote escape the corset movement, which is against South Korea's strict beauty standards. Some adherents had shared viral videos of themselves smashing up their makeup collections. Ladies, you're never going to get past the program of men. We are visual creatures. So yes, if a small segment of you decide that you want to sabotage yourself by becoming pretty much hideous, okay, guess what? Women like you will be moved to the side. And yes, we will still desire beautiful women, good-looking women. Those are the women that the men will choose. So once again, it is an absolutely failed movement. 4B and Escape the Corset are the most radical forms of feminism the South has ever seen, according to Shin Gi Wook, a sociologist at Stanford University in the U.S. Quote unquote, the four categories, marriage, motherhood, dating, and sex, often put women in subordinate positions to men. And what is represented is corset is similar, that women need to look a certain way to please men. He tells AFP, yes, men are visual creatures. However, you also add to the fact that women, no matter what they say, they desire male attention. Mm-hmm. Women always sit back and say, well, we wear these things. We wear these yoga pants. We wear these sports bras. We wear these ultra tight clothes for ourselves. No, no, no. It's always been about getting male attention. Yet, at the same time, weaponizing their looks against men that they don't desire. Yeah, ladies, your game has always been figured out. But unfortunately, it's because of weak men that women have been allowed to play these games. Modesty has long since gone out the damn window. The effects risk reinforcing the country's looming demographic disaster. South Korea's total fertility rate, the number of children a woman is expected to have in her lifetime, dropped to 0.98 in 2018, far below the 2.1 needed to keep a population stable. But for Lee, the future is female. She insists, quote unquote, my dream is to build housing only for women who plan to never marry. And of course, that plan never came to fruition. Why? Because she would need men to build said housing. So, gentlemen, the 4B movement had literally fell flat on its face, along with the quote-unquote escape the corset movement. That also fell flat on its face. Why? Well, you got to understand, Western feminism cannot exist in the way that it exists outside of America in other countries. Why? because those governments do not have a vested interest in feminism like over here in America. Their governments are not really paying to keep women being feminists. Oh, no, 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 no. Now, let's transition back to today. All of these TikToks that are talking about the 4B movement, they are literally, like I said before, another way for American women to practice open misandry. Now, the one group who really should have nothing to say about this is, of course, the stupidest group. Yep, I said it. American black women. First and foremost, American feminism was never about black women to begin with. They really didn't want black women as part of their movement. However, they saw black women as a useful tool to bolster their numbers. Yeah. Now there's another video of a Korean American woman and she breaks it down. Boy, did they try to comfort her in her comment section. But she said it. Yes, white women have no problems using women of color for their movement, for their numbers. And then once they get what they desire, they have no problems leaving the women of color behind. But yes, you have black women talking about the 4B movement. How, oh, we should join that. Oh boy, once again, talk about the quote unquote most educated group in America falling for the okie doke once again. A movement that had nothing to do with American black women, but their hatred for American black men runs so deep, they will even attach themselves to an already dead movement. Yeah. Yeah. In my humble opinion, just my opinion, if you're an American black man and you're still dealing with the American black woman, you need to get your head checked. These women have for at least 50 years shown you just how much they despise you. And yet you're still trying to show them love. Oh, no, 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 no. But hey, you know what? Ultimately, it's your choice. And if you get stung by that scorpion, hey, you're the one that decided to keep it. You're the one that decided to keep trying to pet it. Oh, well. Now, let me shift gears for a minute. Drizzle, drizzle. Oh, my God. The soft guy era is absolutely fucking hilarious. It truly is. Why? Because at first, it was pure satire. And once again, the most educated group in America could not understand, simple fucking comedy. No, 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 no. Just like spoiled children, they acted out completely emotionally, resorting to what? Their usual tactic, sign language. Modern black women, the black men of today are not going to fall for your sign language. These young men have said enough was enough. They're speaking out, and I'm all for it. It is absolutely wonderful. Now, something that you might not have noticed about the original guy for the Drizzle Drizzle, for the soft guy era. Aesthetically, he could represent Pookie, Ray Ray. Gentlemen, black men especially, you've won. Think about it. The men who bowed out and said, you know what? Fuck it. The men who've gone monk mode, they're gone. Passport brothers. Guess what? The men with the resources that can leave. Not like the monks don't have their own resources. But guess what? These are two groups of men that have already tapped out. Say, you know what? Fuck it. We don't care. What happens if Pookie and Ray Ray decide, you know what? I now know my value. I now have self-worth. Uh-oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. Game over for a lot of American Black women, which is why you have so many American Black women actually contacting men in prison. Yeah, once again, thank you for proving our point. Hibristophilia and Black women go together like PB and J. Just saying. But yeah, I find the drizzle / soft guy era absolutely hilarious. And gentlemen, I hope this does not become just another fad. Ultimately, yes, go into your soft guy era. Why? Because you should take care of yourself first. Don't let this be just a fad. Make it a lifestyle. Hey, I'm in my soft guy era. Why? Because I'm taking care of number one first. I'm no longer going to be society's sacrificial lamb. Nope, ladies. You wanted equality? Guess what? Now you're going to get it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you American women who are deciding that, yeah, the 4B movement is a good thing, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power that the South Korean women thought that 4B was going to give them, that went out. The feminist ideology behind the 4B / escape the corset movement, that thought process went out right along with it. Because guess what? Even today, women in South Korea, as shown in the TikToks that I played earlier, they have no idea what the 4B movement truly is. And guess what? These South Korean women, yeah, they're not on board with it. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.